Joining us on the telephone is Representative Ron Kind from the 3rd Congressional District. The SHOP program, Small Business Health Options Program. First of all, what is it and what's it going to mean if this eventually passes?
Larry, this is legislation I've offered in previous years that would establish a purchasing pool for small businesses, family farmers to go in and to be able to shop and choose a health care plan amongst competing plans, something that they've lacked in the small group market. That's one of the reasons why health insurance has been so expensive for small businesses and family farmers. The SHOP Act is something I've introduced with strong bipartisan support. It became a part of the health care reform bill. It was supposed to start next year in January, but now we just received word that because of the slowness in implementing it, they're going to wait until 2015 before the exchange is up and running for small. And that's a disappointment because, you know, small businesses are struggling. One of their rising fixed costs is health care expenses. Through competition in the marketplace, it could help bring prices down, make it more affordable for small businesses to offer health care to their employees. And we're coupling it with tax credits to make it even more affordable. A small business gets a 35% tax credit today based on the health care they're providing. That goes up to 50% tax credit next year to make health care more affordable. And it's something that's long overdue.
A lot of business operators are very concerned about what the real cost of the Affordable Health Care Act is going to be to them and what their ability is to either expand or even stay in business because of the high cost. If I understand correctly, this provision would actually help the businesses keep those costs down.
Well, it is, and it's also important to remember that under the Affordable Care Act, if you're a small business with 50 or fewer employees, you do not have to. You're not required to provide health care coverage for your workers. But nevertheless, many of them do. I've been in a lot of small businesses. Many of them are offering health care already, and many want to, but it just hasn't been an affordable market for them to do so. The SHOP Act and creating the health insurance exchanges, this purchasing pool, will give them the same type of risk management that large companies have today. And so it levels the playing field. And then, you know, you couple that with the tax credit so that a small business offering health care today gets a 35% fully refundable tax credit for doing it. That goes up to 50% next year. It's something that small businesses have been asking for many years. It's something we're trying to move forward on quickly under the health care reform bill. And that's why I was disappointed to see that the delay in getting this up and going.
Any idea why the delay is making this hard to implement?
Part of it is working with the states. Now, states that are moving forward on their own and establishing these health exchanges are also moving forward with the small business purchasing pool. But unfortunately, here in Wisconsin, Governor Walker has decided not to do that. He's left it up to the Department of Health and Human Services to implement an exchange market next year. And that's why HHS now is telling us that they're going to need some additional time in order to do that in the states that are refusing, you know, to cooperate today. And again, what's disappointing is that this is something that was non-controversial. It had wide bipartisan support. It's something that the business community had been calling for years. Now it's just a matter of implementing it. And again, it's one of the reasons why I was disappointed in Governor Walker's decision not to have Wisconsin create our own purchasing pool or health insurance exchange, because I know we can do it. We can do it very well working with the business community, the healthcare provider community. We could become a model for the rest of the states on how well this can be done. And Lord knows, our small businesses need the relief in healthcare costs as soon as possible.
So once this does go through, the SHOP program would probably be set up under the federal exchanges then, correct?
Well, it would be, yeah. And again, Wisconsin can, at a later date, decide to take over the management of it. And I hope we do, because I'd rather do it the Wisconsin way rather than having a one-size-fits-all coming out of Washington doing it for us. But the concept will still be the same regardless. You're going to have a number of private insurance plans competing for small businesses' business for a change. And so the leverage changes overnight. And the small group market, any small business owner will tell you, has not worked well for them. Costs keep going up. It becomes unaffordable. They're not able to provide any coverage at all to their employees. And it's something that needed to be fixed because a majority of the people uninsured in this country today are actually working Americans. Many of them in small businesses or on family farms who just can't afford health care coverage for them. And that's never a good situation. And that's something that the SHOP Act will be able to address directly.
Let's say the SHOP Act comes into play. There are a number of major name insurance companies that are based or have big operations in Wisconsin. Would this be a program that they would participate in?
Yeah, it would be, and they're going to want to, because you're talking about millions of potential customers throughout the United States that would be part of the exchanges. And what's also a nice element of this is that the state-based exchange in Wisconsin can also partner with other states, whether it's Minnesota, Iowa, to create even a larger purchasing pool, which, again, enables you to spread that risk out, which is what's been lacking in the small group market. You know, large companies with a lot of employees, they're able to have a lot of risk adjustment, spread the risk out so you keep the cost manageable. A small business doesn't have that luxury. What this will do is enable those small businesses to join forces with other businesses around the state in order to spread that risk out and then be able to choose amongst the competing healthcare plans that they want so that they know what they're going to get and how much it's going to cost. That, too, has been lacking within the health insurance market.
So the Small Business Health Options Program isn't really dead, but it's been placed on the back burner for at least a year. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, what the Department of Health and Human Services is saying is that there would at least be one plan that small business can purchase next year, but then that lacks the competition that you need in the insurance market. And that's why I was disappointed that the full pool wouldn't be up and going until 2015, 1 year later, because you do need that competition in the marketplace to help drive prices down. So if you're only offering one plan for small business to go to, well, that's not much of a choice at all. And that's why I was expressing my disappointment, and we're going to continue to work with the department to see if we can expedite this, if we can move the time frame up. They may not be ready to go by January 1, but let's see if we can do it sometime next year.
Anything you'd like to add on that topic today?
No, that should do it, Larry.
Congressman Ron Kine joining us by telephone. Thank you.